That's enough. Normal view.
Normal view. Normal view. Normal view. Normal view.
Hello, welcome to Normal View.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Niall.
And today we are continuing talking about the last movies we saw while Niall was out here visiting.
By choice.
Yeah. I didn't have a gun to her or anything, you know.
Which is, I mean, you very well could have. You do work at a gun store.
Yeah, no, I sell guns.
You're like, it's fine.
But let's not go into that.
Yeah, I know. Hot take. Last movie we saw together was kind of, I think, a perfect little send-off for our trip together.
Well, yeah. No, because I love the fact that in the movie title, it's PG,
mm-hmm.
but the name is Psycho Goreman.
Yeah, it's...
But I found the movie poster for it,
mm-hmm.
and it has, like, the rating PG, like, you know, the ratings board rating.
Oh, yeah.
And then underneath it is Psycho Goreman. Like,
yeah, it's probably rated R.
It's very rated R.
Yeah. No, that's kind of a Deadpool.
It's not rated. It's weird because it's not rated R for anything like super sexual or anything. It's just
no, none of that's in there. It's
insanely
just,
gory. Like,
it's other reasons why stuff's rated R is in there.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a hilarious movie. It really is.
It's very, would I watch it with Dad? Absolutely not.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
I think he would like it. But at the same time, he'd give eyebrows.
He'd have eyebrows the whole time, and it wouldn't be worth it. But no, this movie...
He would laugh at points, too, though.
Moments. Yeah. No, he raised us. But movie felt like how I felt the other day, where the other night I like tripped and fell in my room. And all of a sudden, I'm just on the floor, and I didn't realize I was on the floor. And I'm just like, ow. It kind of just, the movie kind of hits you. Like, you're just like, wait, what?
It just happens. Like,
and it doesn't give you a break.
And there's no real spoilers we can give, because it's just something you have to experience. Like, it's...
Yeah, it's very, like, because you had told me a little bit about it, where... The people that funded this movie had never funded a movie before.
Yeah. No, the director went to this group of people that were like, well, we want to fund a movie. And he's like, cool, I have a movie. And they're like, neat. Here's money. It's just
and
like,
it very much has that, oh, this isn't like, it's just such a, it almost seems like, even though this was funded and this was a real movie and all that, it seems like someone that had a really weird sense of humor, kind of like us, but was given the ability to make a movie, and this was their first take.
And no oversight whatsoever.
Yeah. Like, it was just kind of like, yes, there was a story, but it wasn't really what made you watch it.
No, it's just for the spectacle of the movie. And it starts off with little boy and little girl, they're like playing a made up game in their backyard.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so if I win, you have to do whatever. But if you win, then you get to bury me alive.
Yeah. It was one of those things.
Like, okay. And it's just like, and so the sister wins, and then she like throws her brother a shovel and's like, get digging.
It's very, it's very much like that show. Like, you almost get the vibes of The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, that cartoon. But if Mandy was more psycho.
Yeah. If Mandy had the energy of Billy, and if Billy actually had a brain. Like, it's...
Yeah, but you can tell, too, they got their personality from their parents.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's the parents are also, like, crazy, weird, dysfunctional people, too. Like,
yeah,
the mom's kind of regular mom. She's, like, trying to take care of them, be whatever. But the dad is just chaotic craziness.
Yeah, to like, the point.
They're tucking them in at night, and it's, like, you know, it's like, are monsters real? And then the mom's like, no, of course not. Monsters aren't real. And then the dad's like, well, one could say that humanity can be rather monstrous. So really, we're the monster.
Like, and then they go tuck the girl in and the girl says the same thing. And they're like, now, why are you asking about both of you asking about monsters? Is because when they dug something, they found this weird thing and they ended up pulling this gem out and she had it because she won the game.
Yeah. And I love it, too, because like this is. There's these noises, and it's like, do you think we found grandma?
Yeah. And like, no.
The little girl's like, no, grandma's in hell.
Yeah. So you're just like, oh my God. But she's asking about the monsters, and it's like, why are you asking? I'm just wondering, like, well, if there ever was monsters, can you make sure, like, the brother.
They ate the brother first.
Yeah. Eat the brothers first. And then the dad was like, weird, but okay. Like he was like into it, like he probably would have because she's like, like, oh my God, yeah. No. And then it's just, I don't, it's hard to talk about. It's so weird.
Oh, the best, I think the best part with the dad was like, so they're trying to decide whether or not to give Psycho Goreman the like evil deity that came out. Oh, well, we'll just start with that. So, they found this jewel,
yeah,
and it released this evil being that, like, you know, the introduction to him is these guys have, like, just robbed a house.
Yeah.
And they're, like, running back to their hideout. And Psycho Goreman walks in, and they're, like, they try to shoot him. Nothing happens. And he just straight up rips off two of the robbers' heads.
Yeah, it's not a, it's very, like, oh, okay.
Oh, this is happening now. Cool.
Yeah. And then the last guy was saying, please don't kill me.
And then he's like, then live forever. And he just like freezes him in this like state where his eyes are rolled back in the back of his head.
Like the whole time. And it's just, and then that, I saw it and I was like, oh,
Yeah.
It was just kind of a little alarming.
Oh, yeah. And then so when the kids meet up with Psycho Goreman in this old factory, they like see Psycho Goreman and they figure out the jewel is the thing that can control him.
Yeah. So they, of course, the most chaotic person. Them.
Yeah. Most chaotic person on earth has the ability to control this ultimate evil. And so they're like, what's going on with him? It's like, oh, he asked, he just said he didn't want to die. So he's stuck in a perpetual state of pain and agony.
Yeah. And I think it like, said like, he tries to say like, kill me.
No, and he's just like his eyes are rolling, and then like the kid, the male kid, bumps him. He falls over and like splatters on the ground.
Yeah,
and then you see like his face that's all splattered. Says thank you.
And you're just like, oh wow. Gosh, yeah. And
yeah.
So the Psycho Goreman guy, he's not named that originally. He was some weird name. They're like, no.
He's like the Duke of Nightmares.
Yeah, and they're like, no. And they go back and forth and they decide on Psycho Goreman. But he obviously can't kill them because she has the gem that controls him. And then they were just, all right, you stay here. And, well, we got to teach him about our life and stuff. So like the next day, they bring the brother and sister and the brother's friend along that she has a crush on. They bring him a TV that works somewhat, and they get his whole backstory on his whole lore of why he's him. And then halfway through, the like girl coughs really loud because she had like a cough drop that was like tasted gross or was old.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, this candy sucks."
And he's like, saying his whole thing that like the plight of his planet and everything. And she's like, "Oh," and she's like, "Oh, I guess continue." And then, so he tells the whole thing, and everybody's like, oh, that was boring.
Oh, yeah. And it's like he was trapped in servitude by like these evil Templar things that are like, you know, like they look like angels, but they like dominate and destroy and like force people to build these gigantic temple things. It's just like,
And they're just like, whatever. And then, all right, you watch TV and you read some of these magazines. They got hunky boys on them. And then so he looks at it and he goes, I do not enjoy hunky boy. Like, I don't look at read hunky boys. And then he looks at the magazine.
I don't like hunky boys.
And then he looks at the magazine and goes, or do I?
Yeah.
Which was the best thing, because he's just pictures of guys on a magazine and it's just this demon thing going,
it's not even like a sexy picture of a guy. It's like a dude with a dad bod wearing jeans and he's like, or do I?
Yeah, with his demon voice. And you're just like, what?
Yeah.
And then so they get him to play with them. And then one of the things is that the boy that she has a crush on was going to leave and she didn't want him to leave. He's like, I can make him stay. And she's like, all right. But for some reason, I think he was just being mean. The demon guy makes the boy.
Yeah, he just turns him into
a human brain, or like a huge brain. A giant brain with eyes and like tentacle arms, you know?
And tentacles, it's just like.
And the worst part, you feel bad, and you kind of assume that she would want him to change him back, right? She doesn't.
And she doesn't care at all. She's like, oh, that's cool.
Or she likes him for him, you know? And even at one point. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
One of the points in the movie where he was like hobbling around because he's still a brain. And I'm like, oh my God, he's still a brain? Because that's one of the parts where it had been like 20 minutes. And I'm like, wait, they still kept him as a brain? They didn't change him back?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, am I ever going to be normal again? And she's like, probably not. And then he's just like, okay. And he just kind of hobbles into the grass. And I know not to finish the movie. They never change him back, and that bothered me so much.
There's the scene he's just like having dinner with his parents. His parents are sitting there not acknowledging that he's a giant brain.
Yeah, unfazed. He's
having salad.
Yeah, and he's just kind of like, burr, burr, burr. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, and they have like the regular like movie montage thing where they like go do stuff with Psycho Goreman. Like,
yeah, the mom's on board. They're having fun.
Yeah, they're like the thrift store trying on clothing, and it ends with Psycho Goreman dressed like Dr. Alan Grant from Jurassic Park.
Is great.
Yeah, and it's like, why? There's no reason.
Because she probably likes Dr. Alan Grant. Oh yeah, down to the sunglasses. That's probably where the money went.
Yeah,
like we had to license his outfit.
Yeah, denim blue shirt, khaki pants,
the hat, sunglasses, the red bandana.
He's like trying to call out to his cabal of evil that are like the people that he destroyed worlds with, and he uses the TV, like, you know, through the forces of the electrons, you know, send out to my cosmic friend, you know. And then the TV just like bleeds.
And so it worked. I thought it was not gonna work, but no, they made it so it worked.
And then it's later on, like, the dad goes and like visits where Psycho Goreman is, and he's like trying to watch TV. He's like, well, this TV won't stop bleeding.
Like, yeah, it's just a casual way.
Yeah, it's,
you're like, oh.
Yeah, and the ultimate in bad advice that the dad gives.
Yeah, like, towards the end.
So yeah, Psycho Goreman's like hurt, and the only way to like save him is to put the gem back into Psycho Goreman. And it's what give him like his power back,
but he's still gonna destroy the world.
Yeah, no, and so they keep going back.
He didn't learn anything.
Yeah, they keep going back and forth on whether or not they should do it. And the dad was like, "Well, I'm just gonna tell you what happened when I was a little kid in school. When I was a kid, there was a dude who drove up in a big white van, and he asked me if I wanted to see his baseball cards. So I said, of course, yes. So I went in the back of that van and I saw the biggest collection of baseball cards I've ever seen. They were all pristine. It was amazing. So sometimes you just got to trust that guy in a van.
Yeah, that was his advice.
Yeah, it's like, okay. It's the worst advice you can give somebody.
And the flashback. So where before they're playing games and then two police officers show up because obviously there's this demon thing. And so the demon thing goes to them and shakes the other one's hand and kind of melts his gun into his hand and turns him into this disfigured zombie creature.
Yeah, like he's just like, he's become like this thrall zombie thing,
which
like
looked gross. It looked cool, and then the other guy runs away.
Yeah, and that's like at the police station, the other cops traumatized, trying to say exactly what happened, and then there's just this old cop who's like not having it.
Yeah,
he's just like, "Yeah, we all saw stuff." It's like, Jerry's dead. It's like, yeah. It's just,
and
like,
so he did that, so now he has to play with them too. So he, but also too, they made the zombie so like it looked quirky, but he kind of like he still mumbles, which is really funny.
And he looks so sad too.
Like, and his like, gun is fused to his hand, so every once in a while it goes off. And so they're walking in the woods, and you just see him try to move his arm to his like head so he could shoot himself in the face and kill himself, and he shoots himself and he won't die, and he goes
and it's just like the head goes like
he was so sad he couldn't kill himself, and he keeps trying and he shoots in the air, and then finally they kill him.
He gives like this Valentine heart Valentine heart to the kid.
Yeah, to the girl. And she's like, "Oh,"
and says, she, "Please kill me
in blood." And she's like, "Well, if you're gonna be that way, you know." And then eventually, he does get killed off, and he was like, "Finally, you know."
Oh yeah, no, this is and that was like just—he's like the husk of it. It's just like deflates
the one thing
Just in every monster and alien and whatever in this looks like it would fit perfectly in a Power Rangers episode.
Yeah, what we haven't talked about is that it's all practical.
Yeah.
Mostly
it's
of
100% it. 100% practical. Yeah, I mean, there are some things where it's like, obviously it's digital because you can't like, you know,
an explosion
freeze somebody in time.
Yeah, no, but it all, they built every like villain, every demon thing, every the big brain thing, it's all done practically, and it looks great.
Oh yeah, I love the brain just crawling on the ground. Like, you can tell there's somebody like having to like crouch real low and like walk along.
Yeah, and it makes you go like, one, it reminds you of Power Rangers. You just think it's a big Power Rangers episode, the way the monsters look. But obviously a creepier version, but it, you just get reminded. It's like, man, practical is even cheaper than doing it in post or CGI. Why can't we just keep doing stuff practical? And it looks cooler.
Oh, yeah. And like, you know, the melty cop, the like just explosions of gore, like you get the, you get more reaction out of people when it's actually happening in front of them.
Yeah, and it's just, it looks so good. I've never met a person, it's always the opposite, I've never met a person that goes, man, I'm annoyed that they did everything themselves in person, I wish they'd done it all on a computer.
Man, I wish that it was in CG, because, you know, it just looks so much better.
When you do practical, you're hiring people to come up with the idea, to execute it, to get people in the costumes. You're hiring more people, and it's still cheaper. Yeah. Let's just do it that way.
Yeah, and you get people who are artists that, like, this is what they love to do, and this is what's keeping the industry alive, is, like, people making rubber prosthetics and making, like, you know, sculpting things that look crazy, and, you know,
and it was like really creative looking too. It wasn't like normal.
Yeah. No, it's not like anything I think I've seen before, you know.
Yeah, and so, but it does come a point where his demon friends come down, but they're actually happy he's enslaved, because they're like, oh well, now we rule the planet, the white whatever people are letting us have our own planet, even though it's still like they're under control.
Yeah, the evil Templars are like, yeah, they let us control the planet. It's cool. We take turns being leader.
And so then they fight. And then he couldn't fight them because he didn't say sorry to the girl for something. And he's like, all right, I think he's getting beat up.
Well,
he's
yeah, like, no, the girl was angry that he called his minions to come kill her.
Oh, yeah, that was the original thing. Yeah, he called them to come get her so that way he could, like, destroy the planet and, like, be free.
Yeah. And they were like, why would we want to free you? We're having a good time.
Like, yeah, like, you're so intense. Oh.
And those demon creatures are like the most like imaginative things I've seen. Like one of them was just like a gigantic bucket full of like body parts that sprayed blood. Like,
that was really cool.
Yeah. And like, you know, one was like an evil wizard and one was like the evil, like witch lord person. And just like,
yeah. So he eventually, he apologizes to her so he can kill them.
Oh yeah. And he murders them hard.
Yeah. He murders them really well. And apparently to him on his planet, a warrior's death, like an honorable warrior's death, is when he eats them.
Well, yeah. Like if you get eaten, that's an honorable warrior's death. Yeah.
Yeah. So the very end. But because it is practical. It's the coolest looking thing.
Oh, yeah. It's like this gigantic maw that flops open.
It's just yeah. Like, and you see him like inhale it like a snake. And it's just like this whole thing. And you're just like, ah.
Yeah. No, it's just like burps. It's just like.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And the when the evil Templar lady goes to like try to destroy Psycho Goreman, like there's this council of people who are like, okay, what are we gonna do to stop him? And there's this like battle angel lady. It's like, I will go down and I will destroy him. I imprisoned him in the first place. And then she's like, all I need is a disguise from one of these humans. And then just a person shows up and they're like, where am I? What's going on? And then she like compresses the lady into a cube. Like,
yeah, but like she's in a square at first and then it gets smaller and smaller, squishes blood, guts, whatever into this red. Now it's a red cube. And she takes it and I don't know if she bites it or whatever. And then she just
rubs it on her face.
Like, oh yeah, rubs it on her face. And then she turns into the lady. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, you couldn't do that any like less violently. Like,
yeah. But it kind of shows that their way, like they're not necessarily the good guys either.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love at the very end. This is the one little tiny spoilery bit that we have. So like, it's like halfway through the credits. And it's this council of aliens that are all sitting around. They just watched Psycho Goreman defeat the battle angel lady.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, what are we going to do now? And then one of the other guys is like, well, I have plan B here. And he just like takes out a handgun. It's like, okay, who wants to kill himself first?
Yeah. And they're like, okay, I'll go. First, they're like, he doesn't know who we are, right?
Yeah. Well, he could probably find us.
All right,
yeah.
Plan B.
So, yeah, Plan B, yes. Yeah.
So the ending before that is...
The noodles are for everyone.
No, the whole council, it's just basically people, but they're all creatures, and there's like this thing of noodles. And he's like, hey, Kevin, the noodles are for everyone. And he grabs them, starts eating them.
Yeah.
It's just little moments. You're just like, what?
Oh, yeah, it's this little stupid weird thing. Yeah. Oh, it's a big climactic battle between Psycho Goreman and the battle angel lady.
Yeah, so that's either like, he wins and he still kills the planet, or she wins and probably enslaves the planet to whatever they want them to do. So it's like, well, which evil do you pick? Which one's worse than the other?
Yeah.
And so they do.
And then this, at the end, Psycho Goreman's like, well, I won't destroy you or your family. It's like, okay. he's still destroying Earth. Like, he's destroying
Right before that, before the battle even started, she was like, you can't kill me or my family. And he's like, all right. And then the dad's like, are you going to add the rest of the world to that? And then she goes, oh, yeah, huh? But since she never does. Yeah, she never does, because I think it was implied. But he never agreed to it. So he battles the girl, the lady thing. And at the very end, he creates his portal to this other city, walks in it and starts blasting the city and people with fire. And they're just like, well.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Yeah. I love it. At the very end, the dad's like, well, I think we all learned a very important lesson. And the mom's like, what would that be?
Yeah, what?
He just like looks down at his broken arm. It's like, we should go to the hospital.
Oh yeah, because he hurt his arm. But yeah, and so in the main battle was where they had to play some stupid game of what they were playing in the very beginning, the brother and the sister.
Yeah. Yeah, the like psycho crazy ball or whatever.
Yeah, and obviously
because it's like you get to choose how to defeat yeah, me. Like,
yeah. How to prove that I'll win anyway. And so, but while they're battling, she like makes it so where someone cuts up the magazines of those like the that she left him, and all of a sudden you see him go, "My hunky yeah. boys."
My hunky boys.
Which is so funny. And
yeah,
then
and he just like comes back stronger, like angry.
Yeah, because you heard his hunky boys. Which someone you said that yes. someone kind of commented where they liked it, but they didn't get why they brought that back.
Well, yeah. And they also didn't understand the whole like they were singing that one song that they sang in the montage. It's like, you know, I'm the effing best, you know.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that the kids don't cuss. They use like freaking, they use all that kind of like they're just kids. And it's like
they're psychopath kids, but they're just kids.
Yeah. But they're psychopath kids that are kids. Like it's not like, you know.
Yeah, which is nice.
It's not foul mouth evil kids. It's just you're just really bad at making decisions.
Yeah, you're just a really bad person right now.
Oh, the one thing we forgot to talk about. When Psycho Goreman, after the fight, is sick and he needs help. So he calls out to the dad.
Mm-hmm.
So the dad and the mom have just been in a fight, and the dad's like, meh, on the toilet. And then this,
oh,
like,
yeah. Okay, so
Sparkle
during...
comes into the bathroom.
Wait. So when he's originally battling the other Power Ranger guys because he's mad that they betrayed him. So he gets hurt still because, and so they're like, what are we going to do? We need help. Can you call for help? So, and then it pans over to the dad being upset that the mom's obviously angry because he doesn't work or do anything. And then so he goes, and he goes to the bathroom. And all of a sudden, you see this little twinkle sparkle and he's looking at it. And all of a sudden, here, you can finish it.
It just turns into Psycho Goreman's head like in a ball of fire. He's like, save me! Save me or I will kill all of you!
Like, yeah, and he just like throws back and he like falls in the shower. Like, yeah.
He's like, where are you? It's like, I'm in the ravine off Route 9.
Yeah, and he's like, wait, where? And then he comes back again. It's off Route so-and-so. Take a left.
Four lights down to the left.
Like, which is even better because it's like, why does he know?
Yeah. Gives him like specific directions. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, that was really good.
That movie, I think, that is what is it? There is a comedian. Why can't I think of his name right now? Anyway, his joke was my comedy is meant for a specific demographic, men my age who are me. So this movie was basically the demographic is people our age who are us. Like, this is
it's a fun, everything's practical, it's got weird random unexpected moments that you can't predict.
And I think go ahead.
No, it's just it's a really fun, I mean it depends on what your taste is for stuff, but it's a really fun movie. Well, Cliff blows his nose and it but
I'm
it's
sorry,
bloody
it was starting to drip.
It's okay, but it is really it's bloody.
Oh yeah, it's bloody and horrific, but hilarious.
I could see you wanting a poster of that.
Oh yeah, and I think it's super cool that it's actually playing at the drive-in across the street from my house. Like,
yeah, we didn't go to the drive-in to see it, but that would have been interesting.
We saw it at home on the on my TV through like I think
how
YouTube.
The pandemic wants us to watch it.
Yeah. But it was, and it's like, and at the end, the credits, there's a rap. It's the Psycho Goreman rap. Yeah.
It's pretty
where
good.
Where they go into everything that happened in the movie is rapped about.
it's a really fun movie.
Well, yeah, and it's a fun subversion of like the, Spielberg style, like the kids find a thing and they go on an adventure. It's the kids find a thing and then psychoticness happens.
Yeah, the kids find a thing and then Dr. Alan Grant's there.
Yeah, no, and just when he's dressed as Alan, like, I love watching you see, it's like, he's dressed like Dr. Grant.
Yeah, I was just like, what?
Why would they do that?
That was great.
Hilarious. Yeah. Okay, well, I think that's going to be enough of the Psycho Goreman. Until next time, I've been Cliff.
And I've been Niall.
My hunky boys.
Hunky boys.
That's enough. Normal people.